The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the feasts of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the penny. You have heard what it is said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out, throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go to Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false faith, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, and not by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Are you familiar with the renowned theologian Sister Thomas Catherine? Probably not. She was principal at Milford Catholic Elementary School when I was in fourth grade. She had a wicked hook shot. Well, I remember Eric DeRuvo. He'd gotten into trouble for something that he had done. He was always getting into trouble. And he asked Sister Tom, "Stir," because all the sisters were called Stir, "Stir, if God is always watching us, why do we do the bad things that we do?" And she replied, "Because we tend to forget that God is watching us." Then Eric replied, "Well, if God is always watching us, and God knows everything, and he knows that we're going to forget that he's watching us, why doesn't he just leave us alone?" In the beginning, we're told that God said, "I will be your God, and you will be my people." Is it a deal? This is how we're going to live together. I will love you and care for you. You will love me and revere my name. And you will live with all my other people by respecting their spouses, by respecting parents, possessions, lives. Is it a deal? We were told in the beginning that everybody thought it was a good deal. And they shook hands, had a party. Over the years, people forgot about the deal and the handshake and the party and the love. All that they remembered was the laws. And after they forgot about everything else except the laws, someone asked, well, what are the laws supposed to get us? And someone replied, heaven. Is that what the laws are supposed to get us? I admit that after a really rough day, I will mumble to myself, I will mumble to anyone around me. Heaven better be good enough to make up for all this stuff that I'm putting up with. But that's not right. The purpose of life, of following the laws, is not to get rich, get smart, have a great big reward at the end. The reason that we do what we do is to get to God. And that's why we struggle with the laws. And I think we all struggle with the laws. We struggle with remembering what the whole purpose of this is. The goal is not to get to heaven, but to get to God, to live with God here and now, in the future, in heaven, wherever we may find ourselves, is to live with God. That's why God never gives up on us.